This podcast is presented by Steak Sauce Media.
Grab a joint, drop the veil, and cruise the multiverse with the Chronic Gals.
Let me tell you a little something about the Chronic Gals. Just two best buds and the very best pals. Talking about cannabis, that good, that tree. So grab a joint and just spark with me. Hey!
We've really been liking these lives. It's like such a callback to CG After Dark.
Hi.
And here we are again. Welcome to the Chronic Gals.
Welcome to the Chronic Gals.
I'm Ashleen.
And I'm Riley.
And oh my gosh, part of this podcast is probably going to get a little bit blown out.
Probably. The audio, but. Oh my gosh. Maybe I'll just leave my microphone over here. I don't know. The people on the internet won't get blown out.
Only yeah, when no.
You listen to it back. But Chronic Gals Live, we're here. We're going to make vision boards.
Yeah.
Today.
We're approaching the end of 2022. It's Thanksgiving week. Today's November 23rd. It's 112322.
Oh, well, that's a fun little code.
And so we thought
new moon, Sagittarius season. It's like the perfect point in the year to make vision boards, make some goals for the future, and be kind of like a little bit future minded.
Yeah.
So
also year in review.
Year in review.
Future and past minded.
Past minded, future minded.
Learn from our past so that we can create the future we want.
Exactly.
Right.
So I thought it would be cool to start today's episode with a joint and a card pull.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Grab some cards. Forgot about that part. And I'm going to light a joint.
Which one have you been liking a lot, actually?
The psychic tarot one? Yeah. Should we do a Fatso or a Pineapple Express?
Fatso.
Dope. It does actually give you the munchies. So this is Fatso from Doc and Yeti, Urban Farms. They are one of my like consistently favorite brands over the years. No, that's all good.
Oh, love Doc and
Yeti. We can also push the table forward a little if you need it.
I think it's okay. I'm just trying to like get into this camera and into this camera. Love it. Okay, Fatso, Doc and Yeti.
Yeah, it says that it's GMO cookies by Legend OG.
Oh, I love GMO.
Yeah.
Light her up. I hope everyone else
is on fire. Is that the lyric? I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Yeah. Light them up. Speaking of Fall Out Boy, I was just speaking before we were recording about Fall Out Boy and how I've been like really into their first album, Love From that. Under a Cork Tree.
Is it since we've talked about the emo or emo days?
Yeah, it's like because been part of it.
Yeah.
And then when that album ends on Spotify like presents you with a playlist of similar songs.
Yes.
And it's just been on point. It's like the singles from We the Kings, Mayday Parade, All Time Low, just like all the people Classic. That we were talking about before was it our last live or two lives ago?
Two lives ago.
Anyway.
Ugh, love that.
Yay. From Under a Cork Tree. Okay, sorry, people. We're waving to you, but you're too far away to push the screen. Sorry.
Just know that we are waving. Today we're going to make some vision boards. We're going to think about our past, to think about our future. Right now we're going to pull some cards. I've thought that like a past, present, future card pull would be fitting for today.
You should blow some smoke on the cards just to clear them. Ooh, new cleanse. Moon energy, cleanse. Ooh.
Speaking of new moon energy, if anybody is in...
Sorry, past, present, future?
Yeah, past, present, future for the Chronic Gals,
Chronic Gals.
If everyone is in... If anybody is in the Seattle area... Oh, fuck. Chasing the High Life? No.
Jojo.
Chasing
Dreams? Chasing High Dreams?
I had it right before I started smoking this. My phone is right here. Anyway, one of our stoner internet pals is having a new moon. Chasing High Vibes JoJo is having a new moon ceremony. I'll repost it right now.
Boom. You can do it. You can do it.
But she's having a new moon ceremony tonight in Seattle at a cool spot called the Pot Shop or something. It's like a pizza spot. But if you want some new moon witchy support, head over to Chasing High Vibes JoJo's profile to get tickets on that.
That's sweet.
That should be fun. If I was Amelia! Hi, Amelia.
We can't wave. We can't push the button, so we're waving.
If I was in Seattle, I would be going to that tonight, but we're not in Seattle.
Nope, so we're doing it here.
So we're doing it here.
New live moon, with you.
New moon, new us.
Okay, should we see what we got here? Okay, so
we're doing past, present, future, Chronic Gals, tarot, pull.
Interesting. Okay, so for past, we got choose wisely.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting card.
Do you want to read reversals?
I don't either. I don't really.
Present is temptation, which is like the devil card. And then future is sacrifice.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's intense.
Past. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not so intense.
I mean, it's like a beautiful reading, right? I mean, they all are.
Right.
But like past, choose wisely. We've had a lot of ideas. Like, if anybody has, like, if any of you blessed people out there have followed us since episode one, which we're about to release 91.
I think this is 91.
This is number 91. So if any of you people have been here for almost 100 full episodes, holy crap.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You've seen us pivot. You've seen us, like, come up with a million ideas.
Yeah.
You've seen us see what works. Some things stay. Most things go.
Most things go.
But, like...
Well, we've tried a lot of things.
Yeah, we've tried a lot of things.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay.
And it's like... You can't do it all.
Can't do it all. We shouldn't do it all. Mm-hmm. And I think we are choosing... Because I think what we are really good at is, like, throwing out the idea, trying it out for size, realizing maybe it's not for us, or taking what works and what doesn't, and then leaving the rest.
Yeah.
You know, we're really, really good at that.
Right.
So, yeah. I do love that for us.
So I'm going to throw that up again. Choose wisely, which I'm... So this is the psychic tarot oracle deck. And I'm pretty sure, like, each card more or less corresponds to one in the traditional tarot deck. And I think green is pentacles. I think it's like the earth card.
Gotcha.
But
is it in the book?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think it is. I mean, if I were to read the beginning, it probably would be, but I don't want to.
Oh my gosh. There was a version of Riley that did take the tarot book out of one of my cards and like brought it to a bar to read at a bar.
Nice.
That's nice. Pretty cool version.
I like have not been able to do that. Yet, you know, just like to be a freak in public.
That's fair.
In, like, I mean, the most loving way, you know.
No,
like,
no, 100%.
Future me is totally the person that'll like pull out a card and be like, "Okay, I have a problem at the coffee shop. Let me just think about it."
Well,
we did that.
We did that. Where did we do that? Where did we do that? Why did we do that?
Did we do it with Amelia?
Yeah, we've done it with Amelia and Rachel. That's true.
Okay. I guess I am that freak.
Yeah. But also, how often do you leave your house to do that? You know,
Right.
So.
But I mean, even like being the person at the bar to pull out a book and just like, just be there reading a book. I love going to restaurants by myself.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And haven't done it in so long.
I guess I haven't really either.
Not with the intention to read my book.
Yeah.
Because that's like that's something that I would intend to do. I would leave my house to read a book in a public space.
Right.
To absorb the energy of the public space.
Right.
But not talk to anybody.
Exactly. Same.
And then tip fat.
Right. Prosperity, baby.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so past. Okay, that's choose fine. Wisely. Love it. Love present. That. Temptation. The devil card.
That's kind of a cool card.
It is a cool card.
Did you watch Sandman?
Yes.
Doesn't that look like the Sandman?
Kinda, yeah.
And also, I'm reading this book called The Thousand Kingdoms or something like that. And the Night Lord totally has these, like, black, wispy things.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it, like, do they have illustrations in there? Or is this just in your brain?
It's just what it's in my brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
he also reminds me of, fucking, world? No, from The Mummy.
Oh.
The bad guy from The Mummy. Yeah, the first Mummy movie.
Egyptian guy.
Yeah. Can't even remember. Imhotep yeah. is the character's
mm-hmm,
name.
Which
okay, is fitting.
Totally. But anyway.
Also, the King and I. We were just talking about the King and I a couple weeks ago. He also looks like Yul Brynner.
He does look like Yul Brynner.
In yellow face.
That is so funny.
Okay. Here, screens, lenses. This is Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
Temptation. Okay, present, present. Is Temptation.
I feel like I have no idea. Well, okay.
There's a lot of... Okay, go ahead.
There is a lot of temptation. There's a lot of temptation to just, like, lay down and just, like, quit. Yeah. You know, like, listen. We have chosen the entrepreneurial life.
Yeah.
Path.
Yeah, we have.
And looking around, I'm just going to be super honest. Looking around, we haven't hit that success mark.
Okay.
No. And that's not a value judgment.
No,
that's,
I agree.
I'm just being honest with myself and the situation, and it's coming from a place of love and coming from a place of, like...
Just awareness.
Yeah. It's, and the future is going to be brighter. And I know all of this, and this is... Okay. Right? But the temptation to just be like, you know what? Fuck this. And I'm just going to get a job at a coffee shop because I keep seeing that people are hiring and just going to go back into that and... Just let my paycheck come from someone else and just stack the cash that means nothing so I can get out and do, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But that sounds horrible to me.
Right. I know. Every time I think about either me or Adam getting, like, a normie job just to get us by, I'm like... But all of that energy would be wasted. Like, we could be spending that energy that we put into that thing just for a paycheck, which we need. Like, everybody needs money to survive. Like, we are in a very privileged position that we've been able to, you know, live on savings and be taken care of and all these things. But there's got to be a better way, right? Okay, but listen, I got to read this.
Cause
the glance I had already. Oh, I'm like, okay.
It's a good one.
Okay, so temptation. Through this card, addictions and self-limiting behaviors are being addressed in our present.
Totally.
Right?
LOL, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scorpio fucking season.
I'm saying. this is a time when you or someone else in your life may be placing too much emphasis on the material physical world and its pleasures. Even though we're all born connected to divine source, we have a tendency to pull away from what was once natural. When we become disconnected from spirit, the source that once nourished us, it's often replaced with a different supply or substitute. In other words, the connection is then forged with food, alcohol, nicotine, weed, codependency to someone, or even work. Hence the term workaholic. Many of us spend our lives trying to fill the void that was created when the link to the divine was broken. The temptation card is asking you to take a hard look at your life and ask yourself, where in my life am I suffering from addictive behavior? Is there negative thinking or behavior that is causing the life force to seep out of my soul? Are the people and relationships in my life giving me energy or are they draining it? Learn to embrace your fears and all of your doubts so that every situation in your life becomes a learning experience. Gaining the knowledge, which we're good at, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
Gaining the knowledge that the physical world teaches will help you transcend to a higher spiritual awareness. Traditional tarot archetype, the devil. So, yeah, I kind of feel like that's very on point.
Very much my present.
I mean, I've just been, it's been, like, in my awareness, I've been looking at just my habits.
Totally.
Just, like, after the kids go down, I watch TV because all I want to do is just sit and be still and, like, not have anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to, like, move a single muscle for at least 3 hours, you know?
Yeah.
But that is obviously not conducive to whatever level or whatever I think success is, which I don't see that as success. I feel like that's a coping mechanism, an escape mechanism, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I've been definitely looking at how, like, starting my day affects my day. And it's such a, like, easy correlation to overlook, you know? Like, yeah. You could just, like, wake up crabby, angry that you're awake and whatever. And then you just, like, start your day off at a disadvantage.
Just pulled a card for you both at my work from the Spirit Cards Oracle deck. And I pulled Air Spirit. Inspiration, breath, and spaciousness.
Ooh! Yes. Thank you, Amelia.
New beginnings, inspiration. Ooh!
Breath. Love that.
Thank you. Thank you. Love
that. Oh my God.
That's so nice.
If you guys are into crystals, please check out Prism Crystals. Our good friend Amelia runs that little shop and it's amazing. And her crystals are divine.
So beautiful.
And powerful. And she's amazing and powerful. And if you want a crystal reading, check her out. Prism Crystals _ on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Love that for our present.
Yeah.
That feels totally accurate.
Yeah. And we've been talking about, like, what little things we need to snip away in order to make more room for, like, these new projects. Like, yeah. Even Chronic Gals.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Hinted to that in the little details of our live. But we have been talking about, like, is Chronic Gals going to continue in its present form?
Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. We just have, like, so much going on. We've, like, birthed this new baby. # Take Root Dispo Training. Go check that out. And I think we're going to do a podcast about that. So This isn't the last podcast.
Yeah.
But our energy is being pulled in so many different places right now that we have to, like, reevaluate where we're putting our energy. What buckets we're putting into our energy. And we have to be realistic about it. Because we've learned over the past...
Four years
of, like, actually creating content for Chronic Gals that we have to, like, really identify where we are putting our energy and what buckets we're filling, because we don't have a lot of it, and it's strategy, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Love that.
I feel like that also kind of ties into our future card here, which is sacrifice. Like, as we move into the future, there are things that we need to sacrifice.
Right.
In order to bring in the rainbows, honey.
Let's bring them in.
Which we have lots of rainbows.
So many.
This whole, I don't know if any of you guys follow, like, eclipse season or are aware of when that's happening. But we just went through, like, this series of 3 eclipses, and in that time, I feel like I completely changed, got emptied out, and all of this new inspiration is coming in, alongside finishing up with Take Root and getting that ready to launch next month. And, it's just time to make some changes.
Yeah. I was talking to Melissa, and I was like, we were talking about Take Root, and we've come into this point, or maybe we were all talking about it, I don't remember, but we were coming to this point where we have finished our to-do list, and we need to make our new to-do list.
That's right.
And, like, that's a whole new, that's like,
yeah,
co-creating a whole new reality, and that takes so much energy, and, like, I'm super excited to focus on that, and then some of our other projects, because I can't seem to just focus on one thing.
Right, I know, I know.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for the future.
Me too.
If Chronic Gals need podcast as it is now needs to be sacrificed, I'm fine with that.
Me too.
Because it's not, like, we're not doing anything.
Right.
It's going to be birthed into a new little phoenix. It's
ready for an upgrade.
Ready for an upgrade.
Cool.
Love those. Love that energy for us. Thanks, cards. Yay. Okay. We're going to vision board. If you guys want a vision board with us.
Go find a magazine to cut up.
Grab some stuff.
Figure it out.
I'm just kidding. Okay. We have a whole pile.
What do I even want to put on here?
Well, I was kind of looking up because I've never made a vision board. Whoa. Catch was off camera. That was a pretty cool catch. I googled it.
Great.
Googled how to do a vision board, and Psychology Today says how to make a vision board. Start by exploring your values. If your goals are not aligned with your personal value, blah, blah, blah. Ask yourself what really matters to you. What gives you meaning? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to help? Who do you want to help? And how do you want to spend your time? When making a vision board, thinking through your goals, keeping these value-focused questions in mind. Think about what motivates you. If you pursue goals that you find motivating, you'll have an easier time reaching them. So ask yourself, what do you want and why do you want it? Does it have anything to do with your childhood or past experiences? Does it have to do with your personality? Try to better understand why the goals you've set are so important to you, or revise them if you discover they are not as important as you once thought. Set priorities. Sometimes vision boards can end up being a collection of all the goals we aspire to be. Being rich, beautiful, and successful. If we really want to achieve these goals, we need to be more realistic with them. What can we reasonably accomplish in a year or 5 years? You can visualize your priorities by focusing a vision board on your most important life goals or placing them above, in the center, or over a greater majority of the board. Shouldn't have finished that one.
Okay. I'm going to use the back to, like, brainstorm. 2023!
That's a good idea. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know what I want. I guess now is the time to think about
it. Yeah. I'd like to move into my RV.
I would like a better pen.
Me too. Get Take Root first client. I want first client for Take Root.
Yeah.
I actually want first 100 clients in the whole year, you know?
I want to move out.
Yeah, this pen sucks on the back of this.
Yeah. I'm taking that clients. I think that's how you spell clients.
Yep.
Clients for Take Root. I don't know. I want to play more next year.
That's a good one. I'd like to travel more. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to do anything this year because we were just like getting the RV ready, and it's like still not ready.
We're making vision boards. Vision board for 2023. Vision board with us, everybody.
Here, let's smoke another joint, too.
Okay.
Travel more. Even just, like to like the that. Coast. Like, we didn't even make it to the coast, hardly. Adam got out there with his boat a couple times. We're all, like, on friends' boats, but...
Yeah. I want to, like, start, like, chipping away at my debt.
Totally.
Just like being more responsible financially.
Yeah.
Is that like so broad though? You know? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but like also you can think about how do you want to feel? Like how would being in charge of your finances make you feel? And then that's your goal. You know, like the stability and the security. For me, that's what it is. It's like if my finances are figured out, yeah. Then I feel more secure.
That's fair.
Which,
yeah,
could probably use a little.
I do hold a lot of anxiety around finances and money and stuff.
Right.
Same. Solely because I just don't know about it. You know, like we were told. I was thinking about this actually. We were told, like, put your money in a bank. But, like, we didn't really see that happening. Or, you know, like, or put your money in a savings account. And everybody kept telling us. And then we just, like, never saw that. Not mm-hmm. that we didn't see your parents going to a bank or anything. But it was just, like, no one was like, I'm going to hold your hand and tell you what we're doing.
Right. Now I'm seeing people do, like, my kids they get an allowance every 3 months for personal...
hygiene supplies, and they're in charge of budgeting and choosing whatever they want for hair dye or lotion or, you know, whatever those things are. And it's not about, it's not even like they have to earn it by doing chores. They just have to manage it themselves. And if they happen to have some extra money, then they get to, like, buy something nice for themselves, like, buy something extra for themselves. And they're learning how to save and budget and, like, identify things that they want and save for the goal and all of that thing. And, yeah, for some reason, I feel like I missed out on that. Not to say that our parents didn't teach us, like, that basic concept.
But it wasn't, like, in action.
Yeah.
We keep seeing this research about, like, when you train people, there's, like, you, there's only so far that you can tell somebody that they understand the concept.
Right.
Like, you have to do
simulations
for someone to fully understand it. So, I feel like I was just not, that was just not a simulation that I was in my game as a kid.
Right, I agree.
So, learning that program. Good money
program. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because, like, on the other side of that, if I'm just, like, thinking about my relationship with money and, like, I very much feel that I just am going to always have what I need.
Yeah.
Which is abundance to me also. Like, I just have this feeling, which I think is part of the reason I have never been like, okay, I need to track every expense. Yeah. I need to know every single thing. That is, like, way too granular for me. Like, I don't know. But anyway, I just have always had this sense that, like, it's just always going to be there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, in order to manage the anxiety about, like, okay, where is it coming from? Or, you know, it makes logical sense to make the spreadsheets or, you know, the app, get the app or whatever. Yes. But I don't know. It's just, it's complicated.
It is complicated. It is totally complicated. Hi, JoJo. Hi, JoJo. We wish we could come to your new moon circle this today, but we promoted y'all.
We're doing it here.
We're doing it here. Our own version. Thinking of you. Yeah, I agree.
Because also, like, money is an energy.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like a water energy. Energy flows and water flows and go ahead.
And there's so much lack mentality program that we all have. And it's also, speaking of the water, okay, this is going to go on a tangent. Remember where we are. Money and water and lack. Okay. Okay, so I was watching this Ancient Apocalypse show, and one of the episodes on Netflix, everybody should watch
The Graham Hancock one?
The Graham Hancock one. Yeah, it's super good.
I still haven't finished
it. It's so good. But there was one episode where he's in Eastern Washington looking at the scab lands and how the archaeologist guy said that there was just, like, a rush of water that just, like, whipped through that created so much, like, chaos within that area that that's why it's scab because it, like, the terrain was, like,
ripped up.
Yeah, ripped up. And,
thank you. I see you ladies are holding space yourself.
Yes. And,
Scablands,
water. So there's this theory that I don't even think it's a theory. I think it's real. But there's like much more water underground than there is water above ground.
Yeah, totally.
And so this idea that the only water that we have on Earth is like what we can see, which is a lack of mentality.
Yeah,
because we think that all of this, like all of this stuff, is going to just evaporate and die when all the water comes from, like, the underground, which is why we have flash floods, which is why we have, like, all of these other things that we don't really think about because we don't see the water underground.
Right.
So, back to lack mentality, we are, like, programmed to think that we have all of our resources are, like, dying up.
Yeah.
When we can't even see, like, the larger portion of our water that's underground.
Right.
Which is lack mentality, which goes back into there's money everywhere and will always flow to you if you let it flow to you.
That.
I need a nap.
So.
But anyway, dissolve your lack mentality.
Yeah.
There was this also. That's a good one. There was also an Instagram video I saw where the gal is like a money light. language person. Mm-hmm. And she's like, every time you say you see a price for anything, say that's the perfect price. Because that energy is abundance energy. And yeah. if you're like, ooh, I don't know about the price.
Yeah.
When it's like, that's just what the price is.
Yeah.
You just have to come to it with like, that's just the price.
Totally. I love that.
Which is what hard when you're buying weed. Yes. It's like $55 for an eighth.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That gets a lot. Hi, punk rock mamas. Hi. We can't reach the button, so we're waving.
I want to know why Gabriel is so expensive.
Okay. I don't know, but we could find out.
Someone tell me. Because...
Okay. So sorry. Gabriel Cannabis.
Gabriel which Cannabis.
Is a brand in Washington.
Why is it so expensive?
What magic do they do to it? What goblin pisses in the nutrients?
Anyway.
Okay, I'm adding pickup clients and sponsors for steak sauce.
Oh, nice.
Because within the changing of Chronic Gals podcast, we are hoping... We're going to be putting more energy into our steak sauce media adventures and produce more other content. Maybe some long-form videos, maybe some... More
some short, funny fun.
Videos. So we could totally use some clients and sponsors for if anybody wants to sponsor some cannabis content.
Video. I'm just really okay. I'm just gonna say this here because this is where we say things.
Yeah.
I underneath the steak sauce media stuff. I want to do farm tours. Do farm tour videos. I want to do, like, industry, yeah. edibles, because, like, I don't know. I guess I don't really look for cannabis content on YouTube, but it's like, oh, my God.
Well, it's also hard to find on YouTube just because, like, the algorithm right. sucks, right. and we'll ban it out.
I'm just thinking, like, do you guys remember how it's made? Or what's that Food Network?
Unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
Yes.
Can we do like unwrapped but cannabis? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the content that I want to make. It's just like fun, silly, serious, real fucking yeah. content.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants us to come in and like make fun content with you, hook us up. Let us know. Not holla. Hook us up. Holler at us.
Send us a message. Comment in the video.
It's going to be fun. Let's
figure it out because, yeah, we're just trying to have fun.
We're just trying to have fun. And there's so many stories to tell in this industry that, like, don't get told because right. no one talks to the little guys. Everyone just, like, wants to talk to, like, the main cookies people. Cookies. Who gives a fuck about cookies? Right. Let me talk to...
Mike Tyson's new ear gummies.
Yeah, which I kind of want to try. Who wouldn't?
I mean, yeah.
But anyway. Okay. I mean, I feel like this is a pretty good
list. This is a good place to start.
If we don't start now, this is going to be an 18-hour
I know, podcast. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Home and estate. Luxury. Oh, here we go. I need this. I'm trying to move out.
Ooh, luxury home.
Luxury homes. Okay, year past. Last. We've been doing this for, if you scroll back in our timeline on Instagram, I think our first one was in 2018.
Wow.
Which is super far, like way ago.
Yes. I know. My kid, I think I was pregnant with my kid when we started doing our practice ones.
Yeah.
And she's almost 5. Well, she's 4 and a half.
Yeah.
She's turned 4.
I don't even think, I think when we were doing Herbary Outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we started Chronic Gals.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it was back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Herbary Outfitters was fun.
Herbary Outfitters like, it could have been, was fun.
It could have been something cool if we had the resources to,
and people still wear the shirt.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, I know that shirt.
Yeah.
So, shout out Herbary Outfitters.
Okay, I'm cutting out this quote that says, we found our mind floating free in a sedative, happy place while our body slowly relaxed.
Cute. Love that.
Ooh, if somebody wants to wake up early, they could cut out something like this that says open daily at 7 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Oh, here we go. found my my future house. Holmby Hills, California. Look at my future house.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
Love a fountain.
Love. Love it. Oh, this is a nice back, too.
It's funny that we're doing this, because I've actually been thinking about wanting to do more collage.
Oh, good.
Just in general. And just, like, those cool pictures that have, like, super antique-y cutouts in them, but then they're on, like, a cosmic starry sky, you know, or they look like they're on a different planet or something. I think those are really cool. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. This historic hotel, duplex, brewery, lodge, miners hall, and bouillon lodge, for $1.5 million, you can have 20 bedrooms and 20 baths in Virginia.
That's not bad.
City, Nevada. It looks cool. These two.
Oh, that's cool. We can make like a weed retreat there.
We can make a weed retreat. If anybody wants to sponsor a weed retreat.
Yeah, invest in a business opportunity. Company, especially Nevada. Us. They're legal. We can figure something out there. Heck, they have fucking brothels.
Oh my gosh.
And lounges.
Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Oh, cool. It's like a, what is that called? An earthship type thing, but not quite.
9,000 square foot estate titled Eagle's Nest. Oh, we're Aguilars. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Sits on approximately 7 acres and was designed, oh, who cares? Mummy Mountain.
Mummy Mountain. Oh, that really is perfect for us.
$7.7 million. 4 bedrooms, 5.
Put it on the vision board.
Bad. Yeah, seriously.
2024.
Wickenburg. Okay. Where did this freaking magazine come from? I have no idea. Future business ventures.
I know. Would you guys go to, like, weed retreat places? Would you do, like, a weed resort getaway if that was available to you
/ rent out a weed spot for your
events
or your Thanksgivings
or like your weddings or funerals.
I mean that happens. People
die every day.
Wow, Telluride is beautiful. What a life of luxury.
I know.
My future, I want my future to be.
Same. Spark up. Big firework. Bye! Spark up. Oh, not gonna cut these up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this was from, these were from IKEA. So if you wanted to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You probably don't need those receipts anymore, right?
Probably not. I thought that said, do you die?
Do you dig?
Do you dig? Those are, Indie Design, I think is the artist.
That's cool. The Innovators issue. We're innovators. I want that on my board.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, should we, like, talk about how we are innovating on, like...
Sure.
I don't know.
How are we innovating?
We're innovating by creating dispensary training.
Yeah, we are. Just like this. Yeah, I don't like, remember how much we've actually talked about, because we've recorded a couple things and haven't put them out yet about our dispensary training ventures, and I'm like... What all have we said? You know?
I don't really think we've said anything.
Anything?
I've kept it pretty close.
I think I have.
Just because, I don't know.
It's been an incubation stage. Yeah.
It's been in the free, like, it's been in the 5D, it feels like. You know, like, it's been... so up here and in our brains.
Yeah.
That it hasn't felt real yet. Until now.
Until now.
It feels real now. Because we're done. Or, almost. You know, almost done. We're getting there.
So what are we doing? We're writing dispensary... We're writing bud tender training guides that dispensaries can use to train their staff so that everybody can be speaking the same language. Everybody can come to the floor, like, with the same level of understanding. Mm-hmm. At least, like, a basic knowledge that y'all can work from. And then... you're better able to serve your clients or your customers. You're better able to sell weed. You, like, know what you're looking at. I mean, we got deep.
Yeah, we did.
We talk about every single product type, what it is, how it's made, the differences between it and, like, similar versions of it, backgrounds about, like, weed science, like, the basics you need to know about the endocannabinoid system. Terpenes, cannabinoids, and flavonoids, the entourage effect. Like, we talk about...
we get deep in, like, it.
Even how to troubleshoot a vape cartridge.
Yeah.
How to read a package so that... How to talk about suppositories. Or the... giggling. Yeah. Or massage, like, sensual oil.
Yeah. We go deep, homeboy. And I'm like, super proud of us because...
Me too!
It just was, like, an idea. Now it's a thing. So if anybody needs dispensary training or is in a dispensary and, like, would love their leadership to get their shit together, find us at Take Root Dispo Training on Instagram.
Yeah, where our platform will be ready to launch in December. So we are, like, right there. And, like... there's no better time in the year to integrate some sort of training into your systems because you're, like, past the post. It's, like, post-holiday lull.
Exactly.
It's pre-420. The farms aren't, you know, there's, like, no outdoor weeds. So right. There's just, like, not as quite as much stuff going on, you know? It's just a good time.
To set yourself right up for, the future year.
Right. Vision board.
Vision board.
Add Take Root Dispo Training to your dispensary's vision board.
Yes. And we just rock because of it.
Yeah. Okay. Turning heads. Mine's just going to be a bunch of words.
That's fine.
And this gal eating eating a rose.
Eating a rose. That's okay. And then there's, like, the judgment of the vision board.
Yeah.
Which, don't be judging.
I'm not judging. I'm just observing, you know?
Here's some nice fruit. I'm going to eat better.
I forgot where my things are. Oh, clients.
Yeah, 91 episodes.
Wow. That's crazy. We have to keep going until we get 100.
Okay.
Like, maybe it won't be on any sort of regular schedule. But,
I'm fine with that. We only have a few more to go.
This is us. Next Gen Mary Janes mix schoolgirl sweetness with grown-up sophistication. They're talking about shoes, but this is literally
that
us.
That is us. I love that. Rad Expo. Oh, I want to go to Expo.
Oh, that's totally. Another one. That's a good one.
Retail and Dispensary Expo. That's perfect for us.
Yeah.
That's October right.
23rd to 24th, 2019. Just in time.
Just in time.
But there's definitely, I'm sure there's others. Like, I'm sure there's, like, it's still going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to, like, talk about it in an Expo setting.
This is our brand, literally. Like, I need to keep that in mind.
And put it on your vision board.
I know, I'm going to.
Oh my gosh. And events. I want to go to events.
Yeah.
I just want to be out in the world.
I know.
I'm tired of being inside.
Yeah, same.
Oh, hi, Warren. Revision boarding.
You do that. Okay. Bath potty break. I gotta go bathroom.
See? There you go. Hi, Viv. We're vision boarding. We're pulling some stuff out. Ashley's going to the bathroom. Hi. I feel like, okay, I'm going to re-spark this because you have to do something while Ashley's on the break. We're vision boarding for this next future year. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. For this next year, we've made some goals on the backs of our boards, and now we're pulling some stuff out of this random pile of magazines that I found in my house, which was, like, actually a pretty generous pile of magazines that I, like, randomly found. Oh, and, okay, yes, good. I was going to say this. This Friday at Pot Zone, everything's going to be... Everything? Yeah, everything's going to be 35% off. So if you want to spend your Black Friday getting high, go to Pot Zone.
Pot Zone? I saw that. 35% off. I'm going to go.
Expos. Oh. Yeah, I don't remember what my goals were.
I know, I had to flip mine over.
Any more clients' debt. Okay. Awesome. Excellent.
It's kind of crazy flipping back through old magazines just to see, like, the fashions and what people were talking about.
Hemp House.
Okay. Also, celebrity is just fascinating. Just, like, yeah. The phenomenon of.
Yeah.
You know? Are you passing that to me?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're holding it or actually giving it to me.
Yeah. This is a really fun podcast.
I know. The... Podcast, when we do something, we tend to get wrapped up in what we're doing.
I know. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to.
You know what? I'm going to pull Denver out because I feel like we could hit the Denver market.
I would love to go to Denver next year.
You know where I want to go? Speaking of Ancient Apocalypse, whatever that show is called. Mm-hmm. So apparently in Ohio, there is the snake, the sacred mound that is in the shape of a snake. And yep. I want to go and I just want to lay down and like...
My friends, like my two of my spiritual buddies, went there. One lives in Ohio. One lives Connecticut. He drove out to meet her in Ohio, and then together they went to the snake mound. And they said it was really, really cool.
I want to go. I'm like, that's in America.
Yeah.
We can make it. We can get there. We could definitely get there.
Aw, man. I ripped right through it. That's not what I wanted. It's okay.
Floyd's. Okay. Over the years, favorite... Are you able to even...
Maybe. Name lay it on me.
Favorite podcast episode... Over our 90 podcast episodes. If this is our last...
Last few.
Last few is...
The one that we did with Tara about Vapegate always stands out to me, which was, like, one of our first maybe 15 episodes. It was, like, very early. And it was when the whole vitamin E acetate... there's another pair right there.
Oh, my God.
Acetate was, like, being found in illegal vape cartridges, and it was becoming, like, this whole thing in the industry, and, we talked about it, we, like, learned, it was just, like, one of the first things we investigated a little bit, and that just felt different than our content up until then.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. I don't know. We've had a lot of good ones.
I know.
The antler.
Oh, I was going to say Sheds.
Really good. Sheds.
Sheds was really good. I really enjoyed that one. I really, really liked the multiverse series that we did this past year.
That one was this fun. Year. That was fun.
Starting with Mr. Lion.
Seth Lion. Yep.
I thought that spiraled into really, really fun conversations.
About trauma.
About trauma. And then even, like, I mean, I would say, like, the Marvel Universe and, like, the Outlander episode.
Yep.
I feel like that all was, like, in the same vein.
It was.
Of, like, trauma healing stuff.
Yeah, which was, like, was really so fun. Prescient for the moment. It was, like, so on point.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Also, if anybody has ever smoked this strain, specifically, this Lemon Cherry by Gasworks, this is, like, the only strain that they grow. But holy mother of Mary, it is so good. Cherry strains make my eyes fall asleep. Like, I just can't function them.
Yeah.
This knocks me out. Like, if that's, like, what you're into.
Yeah.
This is a really, Lemon really good
cherry.
Strain.
It is good to know.
It deserves this 2-page spread.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Okay, goal. 2-page spread in a magazine.
That's also what I want. I want to be in a magazine. I think we are cool enough to be in a magazine.
I think so, too, with what we've got going on.
I need the magazine ad.
40 under 40. Mm. You're under 30. You could be a 30 under 30.
I have 6 months. 6 months to get on that list.
It's definitely within the realm of possibility.
It is totally, like, I mean, honestly, all of those awards are just paid for.
Right, yeah, that's true.
But if someone wants to pay for one for me and nominate me.
Our business will. Oh, look, here's all of our clients. They want to work with us.
That's our background.
Yeah, I can't fit it on the thing, but.
So many clients.
Yeah, those things are totally just, like, vanity. Or slash vanity ads just to get your name out there. I remember when I was working at Atlantic City at a advertising agency. And we had a couple clients that we bought those ads for. And I remember having to try to write some of them for doctors. And I was like, there's literally, I cannot even fill 200 words on this. There's, like, not enough information here. And then I was working with our aunt's boyfriend, Alan, and he was like, I can do it. And he filled it out. And he's been doing it for 30 years. I was, like, 21 at the time.
That's so
baby.
Funny.
But it was just, it was just kind of funny.
Fine.
Love that. Oh, yeah, they're just vanity ads that people pay for. There's just, like, not much to it.
But I want it.
But I want it.
I want it. I want to open a magazine and see my face.
Here we go. A Star is Born.
That's me.
Yep.
Oh, you know what else I'm going to bring into my awareness this year? Going to the damn Treehouse joint.
Treehouse joint. That's a fun one.
Slash the River joint. I'm, like, such one of those, like, fans on Instagram where you just, like, love from afar.
Yeah.
And aspire to go and be at that, be there. So, I feel like this would be a good retreat spot
that
for
would
us,
be,
too.
We've got to do content with her. Like, that would be a fun episode. So
that would be a good Real Stoners.
Right. That would be a great Real Stoners. And cut out $140 million.
Yes. That's a good one. Billions.
Yes, ma'am.
We're making billions. Yeah. Billions.
Billions, baby. I'm talking billions. I can't say the word that it actually is.
CBD infused beer. Coalition. Yep,
that exists.
Yep, it does.
Oh, look at that place. Look at that fountain. Ooh,
that's a lovely fountain.
Check out that fountain, y'all. Oh, I forgot. Did I show you guys our clients? It's all of our clients. They're ready to work with us. Their hands are up.
I think they're ready. Put your hands up. Right now, if you need dispensary training.
Right. Just kidding. No. Wow.
I like all the same stuff inside of these. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Let's see what's in here.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
So cute with the faces.
Her projects pay tribute to loved ones. That's cute. I like
that. Oh, yeah. Aged to perfection.
Crafting saved my life. That's not me, but...
You want a veggies one? Disguise your veggies? Eat your vegetables day?
No. I don't need to disguise my veggies.
Me either. I like vegetables.
I like veggies. This is all just recipes.
I know. I'm really just missing, like, a RV thing.
There was a bus in one of these, but I don't remember where.
Oh. Was it in Women's Day? Was it recently or a long time ago?
No, it was kind of a long time ago. Into focus. I kind of like that. I want to focus more. You know what I'm really, really excited about with Take Root? Is having a team, being in charge, like leading a team. That's what I'm really excited about.
Totally.
Is like working with other people to make something happen. Not that we haven't been doing that.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, like, just, I don't know.
It says, we are at a turning point as a society and a species as we realize that we cannot continue to live in destructive patterns for our planet or people.
That's good.
It's our temptation present card.
Mm-hmm.
An exemplary year.
Ooh.
Exemplary.
That's a good one.
This is a big magazine. Like, the size of the pages.
Yeah. Worst, best cars, trucks, and SUVs. Oh, there might be an RV in here.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it didn't say RV, but SUV.
It's okay. I'm not going to sweat it too much. I might just start... gluing. And I can always add it later.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to find a computer.
Oh, nice.
I want a computer.
Ooh, the glass issue.
Anybody want nice glass?
Yeah, we should probably get in touch with some glass people.
Heck yeah, Special K, we're coming for you.
Yeah, holla.
I'm just calling you out now. Honestly, he just seems like such a fun guy.
I know. To know. I know.
So. Your home revival guy. Yeah, and if you guys have anybody that you want us to document, interview.
Tell their story.
Tell their story.
You think they have a story worth sharing?
Let us know. Drop it in the comments.
Send us a message.
Send us a message. This video is going to be super fucked up. On YouTube.
Why? Oh, because we keep forgetting to start it over.
We keep forgetting to check it, but whatever.
Okay.
Okay, I need to organize what I have. Like, I don't even know.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, what is even here? A lot of little quotes, which I like a quote.
Love a quote.
I know a lot of people are like picture people, but I also like a quote.
Oh yeah, I pulled out the future of everything.
Nice.
That's us.
That's us. Give a little trim. We're so entertaining right now. Sorry, you guys. Now we're in, like, the making stage. It's hard to, like, props to the people who can keep a conversation going. Yeah. I clearly can't even keep my thoughts straight and scissor this out.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that on a normal basis. That's why we're stopping. Kidding, not kidding. No. I'm ready to make quality content. Not that this isn't quality content.
But just take it to a new level.
Intentional.
Yeah.
So relaxing watching it. It's the kind of... Okay, good. Thank you. I'm glad that we're relaxing.
Oh, okay, cool. That's a good point. I didn't even think about the ASMR of it all. Because I can totally cut right into this microphone and stop talking.
Shut up.
Should we,
I would intentionally not speak.
I know. Should we have a Twitch stream of us just cutting out collage material?
Maybe.
Getting stoned and just trimming.
That's the future of us.
Yeah.
We could. We could. If we wanted to. People sure do could. That. That's like,
I know.
People, like, watch people study.
That's kind of crazy. You know, like the internet. The material?
The internet? No. Alongside them? You're just watching them. You're literally just watching them.
That's, yeah, the internet, indeed.
So.
Well, good on you to anyone listening to this at home. I mean, you're all probably at home. But, I mean, listening to the audio, not watching the video. Me.
That's cute. High risk, high reward. Oh, man. What
a good one. Ooh, nice. That's a good one.
You know, I also think that we're all super... Hi, Ziggy Stardust. Starlust? I can't read that far. Starlust. Hi! We're making vision boards. For the future of ours.
For the future of ours.
I think we're also hard on ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, highly critical.
That's so true. What What were you talking in reference to?
Like, I think just us making content. Talking? I think it's just us making content.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, we currently... Or the current state of our creation of just sitting and cutting.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine.
And now arranging.
Yeah.
Man.
You know what else I would really enjoy?
What?
Going, like, driving across the country again.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about that.
See, I just want, I don't want travel in my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm so done just being here.
That was, like, a really fun time. So doing more of that, I would love to do more of that. Oh my god, you remember when Leaf Leaf changed their flowers?
Yeah.
And this was like a big thing?
Oh, I do remember. We got that all set up at the herbary with the Leafly Learn mm-hmm. stuff. Okay, I need like one more thing, one or two more things to just fill some holes. And then maybe something to make these guys a little more clever. Maybe I'll use some italic markers for that.
I love that.
Oh, artists. That's a good one. That's something I'd like to continue developing is my art. Not hash art, just art. Which I've been playing with this cool new idea of... Oh, I ripped it. Dang it. Of, like, drawing in white crayon and then washing watercolor over it so that the waxy crayon doesn't take on any of the color.
Uh-huh. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I did a couple just, like, tests. And, yeah, it's dope.
I like that. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Did you start it already, or?
I did, like, tests.
Very cool. I like that.
So, like, the wax, yeah, so the wax is just, or, I mean, the crayon just blocks out the color, and you can just get that thing underneath.
Mm-hmm. So. That's cool.
Yeah. It is. Anybody have any dope Thanksgiving plans? We are doing family stuff. So
family all the time.
So good luck to everyone who's doing family stuff.
Yeah. I'm gonna take this picture of this dispensary. Into the
totally love that. There's no one left lying on the second story floorboard. And then the next door at the bottom.
bottle's a hollow, another's room at the bottom, and I'll take it all back if I could, but I won't. Sit back and get the belly back.
Shout out totally. The Academy is.
Oh, look, strawberry Pop-Tarts infused. That's crazy.
Okay. Oh, it's that Kush brand.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, let's just talk really quickly. Talk about Social Club.
Oh, yeah, you signed up for that.
I signed up for Social Club. And then I guess there's all this stuff about, like, the...
Terms of service. Terms of service. Literally everybody.
That's literally what I said. So... Okay. You know, like, you have to recognize nowadays, one, everyone has access to anything. Like, you could literally, on the dark web, access anybody's anything from anywhere.
Yeah.
So, anybody with the sense of security that's posting on social media is an idiot. Like, you just have to understand that that's what's happening. Like, you're just going to, that's just what's going on. Not make it right.
Yeah.
But... Stop raining on everyone's parade.
Yeah.
Two, any type of, like, people are going to post, anyone is going to post nudie things and pills as soon as they can.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just what the internet is.
Yeah.
So.
Do people actually buy drugs off of Instagram? Dark web? Sure.
Probably.
But Instagram?
I guess. But I don't know. Honestly, my experience with it is just a bunch of cool people posted in their smoking pics.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And y'all can find me over at Social Club, chronicgals_rye. And people just need to, like, let people have fun.
Do you, like, what's the...
It's chill!
What makes it special or different from Facebook, Twitter,
Well, Instagram, you can post TikTok. Weed things. It's like an Instagram where it's, like, scrolly photos you can post.
Is it for weed? It's not.
I mean, it's
for anything.
For anything, but
they just also allow you to do weed content.
Yeah, it was created by Burner and Weed Maps. Burner, the cookies guy.
Social Club was the whole app was.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it was like made for weed people.
Yeah, but it's for anything.
But it's probably for anything. I could imagine. Yeah. But like, I don't know. It's cool. Seeing how many people are smoking weed, love all of the, like, pretty weed photos. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be risk to anything
at
this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm having fun. And I don't really post. I mean, I post what I post, but it's all just, like, fun smoking pics that you can't post on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, come find me on Social Club. Boom.
Neato.
Yeah, that's it.
I saw something, that was talking about that, what is the app that you, like, stop and take a picture of yourself, whatever you're doing, like, right then in that moment?
Yeah.
Whatever that one's called. People are like, don't do that. Because if you have a stalker or somebody who, like...
Yeah.
Like, you can be found.
Yeah.
Somebody can find where you are.
Yeah. Which is so lame.
I know. That even has to be thought about is just, like...
Yeah.
Annoying. Ooh, treat yourself. Fun one.
Treat yourself.
I'm, like, running out of space now, but we're just gonna layer. These food ads are making me hungry.
And that fat boy or whatever you smoked earlier.
Yeah, Fatso.
I'm definitely running out of space. Space shuttle. Get nice. It? Running out of space.
Space.
But I want to put you up here, but you're kind of big.
Mine are spilling off. They're like...
Maybe I'll go like this.
Yeah.
Need another background, and then I think we just go like this. Now I have to glue it.
Yep, that's how it works.
Boom!
Look, this is you, me, and Melissa.
Oh my God! Yes.
Making this is us and our Take Root business partner.
Hell yeah. Making the Three future of cups. Happen. Yep. Fuck
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every luxury included.
Nice. Have you ever made a digital vision board at all? Do you know about that?
Not intentionally. I've like Pinterested.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I've done a couple just like inspirational Pinterest boards where I would just like find quotes that I like or.
Yeah. But I've never like intentionally done.
Star.
Bing. Towards a dream. Oh, here we go. How to save money now.
There you go.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to, like, I mean, I want obviously save money.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be able to use it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, I want to be able to
treat
flood,
yourself.
Yeah, the economy, and I want, you know,
yeah.
Be a part of.
Totally.
And listen, I know we're going into recession, but I'm tired of buying used and then having to like get it fixed.
Holla.
Or, you know, like considering the lesser option.
Yeah.
Just to like need to rebuy it later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like I love a Goodwill. I love a clearance rack, but I would really like to just go into a store, buy the shit, and not think about it.
Right. See, that is a feeling of abundance to me.
Yeah.
And / prosperity.
Yeah. That work. Find prosperity.
You're trying to write. Oh, I just like breathed all my stuff.
Sorry.
No, not you. I did it.
Oh.
I like laughed and snorted all my papers.
Oh, here's Topland.
Nice. Oh, this must be a new one. A recent one.
Yeah, I think it is. I think this is the most recent one. Let's put you up here.
I've now lost all words, so sorry to the podcast listener. Just keep collaging.
Yep. I think I've lost space. I don't have enough space on here to keep pulling things out.
I know.
But that is kind of that is fun.
Yeah.
All right. I could say that this is a pretty enjoyable
activity. Inspiration, gassing yourself up a little, getting ready for the new year.
Stony Baloney, here we go.
Oh, maybe he will finally come into existence. The character of Stony Baloney.
Oh my god.
Buddy's best friend!
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we made a character called Buddy. He needs a best friend called Stony Baloney!
And he's just like a piece of baloney.
Yeah, with red eyes. And he's like kind of floppy.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Or rolled.
Okay, artist, animation artist. Here's another thing that we need to come out of this podcast.
Yeah.
Animation artist, please contact me because I have an idea and I would really love to see it come to fruition. So if you're looking for a project that has no funding and you're doing it out of the love of art, hit me up because, boy, do I got a proposition for you. And we'll make money together. But so just letting you know, art folk, text me.
Hell yeah.
I need another board.
I know.
Okay, let me get out from underneath this pile. Can we just get tape? And like laminate it down?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I know this is kind of a bitch to like unlayer.
Or we could take a photo of it. Like digital.
I keep leaning back because I don't want to laugh and blow it all away.
I guess.
All right, let's do it, and then we'll be done.
Oh my gosh!
Oh boy, Mara, I just called you Mara. Riley's trying to kill the microphone with scissors.
I'm trying to cut you off. Just kidding. Just have to stay organized.
Yeah. As long as I know where my big ones go, I can get the little ones on. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be fine. Evan and I were talking about the amount it takes to complain about a task versus the amount of time it takes to just complete the task.
Okay, parents.
Oh my God, I know. But it was just like a funny conversation because we were like, we could be just doing it, but
we're just going to talk about it. We're just
going to talk about not wanting to.
Totally.
And then never do it.
That's right.
Maybe we'll change.
Maybe. We're doing this.
I already know I'm going to change, so.
Boom.
Change is the only constant.
Yes, that's right. Oh, nice.
Right?
Nice, I like that.
Right. What's the right amount of glue? Is that a thing?
Just enough. I don't know. Enough that doesn't ooze out. If it's oozed, it's either too much or you just misplaced it. Mm. Or, you know, placed it poorly.
You know what else I want to do, which would be cool? Event. Did I already say this? Events.
Expos? Yeah, we talked about expos.
Expos and, like, just smoking fun.
We did not talk about events. Those kinds of events, but yes.
Totes. Because I think that would be so fun.
I know. They are few and far between, and it's they shouldn't be.
You know who I want to talk to do a video is the Light Up Events. Gal, I think her name is Angel. I don't know. She's someone that puts on events in Spokane, I think.
Okay, that's cool.
It's called Light Up Events. I don't know. She's a chick with blue hair. She looks super nice. Doing in-person events, so.
Yeah, we should definitely talk to her.
Yeah.
Power glue. Get your head stuck down, girl. There you go.
Uh-oh. My phone is ringing.
Oh.
My phone is ringing, but I don't answer my phone. Yeah, if you're still listening to this podcast.
I know, we're going to have to do like a speed up or something on the.
No way, who cares? Honestly, if you're still listening to this podcast, I would recommend that you stop the audio and just go to YouTube and find your spot. Because
totally.
Watching us is probably a lot more entertaining than listening to us breathe and no, glue silently. But on that YouTube note, like we have all of our. I mean, yeah, we have, like, a bunch of videos from this, at least this year, up on YouTube to, if you guys ever miss us.
You need more Chronic Gals.
If you need more Chronic Gals, we have Chronic Gals.
You want to watch the hilarity.
Yeah. We're also, check out our Real Stoners YouTube channel, because that's a fun, that, like, really is a fun channel to watch.
Yeah,
going back and watching our stupid videos.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh.
I agree.
So. So, yeah.
Plus, like, we made that.
We did.
And that was fun.
It was fun. And we want to make more of those. So, mm-hmm. get our views up.
Yeah.
While we're planning this new stuff. Comment what you want to see from our, that channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make it. That shit's so fun.
It is fun.
And if you guys need a new Try Guys because your Try Guys ruined your life.
Actually, have you watched any of the, the new, did you watch the Without the a Recipe though? The new one that just came out like on Saturday?
No.
It's the first episode of what they were supposed to put out with Ned.
Oh.
So it's like they had to do a lot of really interesting, do we need to just hit the button again? Yeah, they had to do a lot of really interesting editing tricks in order to, get Ned out. Like, there were some group shots where they literally just put an elephant, like a pink elephant,
in
to cover Ned. And, there were a couple other things like that. But you know what? They, like, are not trying to sweep it under the rug. I don't know what happened with what they put on the Food Network, though. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't watch TV like that, so I wouldn't have an idea.
Like, but I don't know if Ned is on there or not.
Yeah. But just saying, if you guys want a funny stoner alternative, check out Real Stoners, because it's pretty funny. Funny. That was quite the scandal, though.
Oh,
talk about eclipse season.
Seriously.
Taking out people.
Holy moly, I know.
But they really are an inspiration, honestly. I'm not even going to lie.
I agree. They have done the thing.
They really have.
And if they can do it, you know, anyone can do it.
Also, Keith, I'm coming for you. I want to eat with you. That sounds so weird, but sometime if you're ever in Portland, you're eating through a random Portland voodoo donuts.
Oh my gosh.
Do Blue Star.
Yeah, agree.
But hit your girl up. I'll bring the weed so you can finish them all. Yeah, no. 2023. Okay, the energy that feel what it feels like now. It feels like this 2020 to 2022 feels like it's been all the same year. And it kind of finally feels like we're shifting into a different year.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
I don't know if it's my own personal, our own personal journeys, or if this is just, like, collective feelings, but...
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think that there's still going to be, like, more shit to happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, on the larger collective.
But, yeah.
And all of the... Yes. Totally agree with that. But... I don't know. It feels like things are, like...
Moving, yeah. Okay, I have holes where I didn't have holes before.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. We can make it all fit. Or we'll just find more stuff to put in there.
I didn't mean to hide this one. Oh, well. It still counts.
Yep. have a Lilies. Wow, people are still here. God bless you.
I love it.
I know. Thank you. I just have a couple little holes, but I think I might just leave them.
I think holes are okay.
Cute. Money into focus. That's nice. I love it.
Love that.
Yay.
2023.
Oh, I should write that on here somewhere.
Oh no.
I just got globby.
Oh.
Can we take 100 years to?
Cute!
Cute!
Yay! Vision board.
Vision board.
2023. Woo-hoo! We did it. Should we go through it? Or did we already do that by this whole time?
We kind of did, but we could, like, do a recap.
Okay. Okay, I'll go first. Here's my vision board for 2023. I have the feature of everything and every luxury included. That's us. And then our little houses that we're going to have.
Love it.
Flight. For travel or a little airplane.
Nice.
Money into focus. Some clients and the Rad Expo.
And the your ad here in the back.
Yeah, your ad here. We're going to be ads are out.
Ads are available.
Ads are available. We're going to do ads. We're just ads all day. this fun little space shuttle for a fun retreat / RV moment. That's going to be what we're going to be doing. Just driving around. Country.
Yep.
Taking film. High risk, high reward for our entrepreneurial lifestyle that we've chosen. The treehouse joint, because that'd be fun. Her projects pay tribute to loved ones, because why not?
Honoring your ancestors.
Yeah. And then towards a dream.
With your entrepreneurship. Love it. Nice work.
Thank you.
Okay, mine starts with this gal who's eating a rose, which I'm really into roses right now, so that's why.
Love that.
$140 million would be yes. Great. Spark Up, which with this these fireworks, it's like not just spark up a joint or whatever, uh-huh. But it's like spark up
your
ideas,
future.
Your future, inspiration. A Star is Born and an exemplary year on these gals who are like making a star.
Love that.
Innovators. We are at a turning point as a society and a species that we, as we realize that we cannot continue to live in the destructive patterns for our planet or people. Artists, treat yourself. Next Gen Mary Janes mix schoolgirl sweetness with grown-up sophistication, which I feel like totally really is our vibe.
That's totally us.
I'm just saying. We found our mind floating free in a sedative, happy place while our body slowly relaxed. That just sounds delightful. As totally. Every day. Changing seasons, take root, 2023, turning heads, and then these are all of our clients ready and excited to work with us.
Yay! It. I love that.
I didn't get much travel on here, but that's okay. It's implied.
It's implied.
Boom.
Cool.
Yay. Good job.
Good job. Good job, us. Good job, y'all, for listening and being there to support us on our journey of vision boards.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
So fun.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we should.
Great.
Vision thanks, board. Everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for visioning with us. Thanks for being part of our vision.
Thanks for
being part of our vision. Thanks for always showing up week after week, every other week, and maybe once a month. But thanks for just, like, being around.
Yeah.
And hanging
having
out
fun
with
us.
Yeah. It's been fun. And yeah. We can't wait to put out, like, new stuff and
yeah.
Come out with our...
Whatever's
bells
next.
Shining.
Yeah.
Yay, us.
Yay.
Yay, you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Love for everybody.
See you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh, now I have to reach the button.
Visit our website, chronicgals.com, for show notes of current and past episodes.
Follow us on Instagram at chronicgals_podcast to check out what crazy things we're up to.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch the video versions of these episodes. And make sure you hit the like button and the notification button to get notified when we post a new video.
Rate, review, and share our hilarious podcast. You didn't do the thing with me.
Oh, sorry.
Hilarious. Because the best recommendation is from people you trust.
See ya.
Bye.